I can't let you go without asking you. We had the shooting in Las Vegas, and we now have, 58 confirmed victims and hundreds injured. Do you want to comment on that first?
Yes. First and foremost, obviously, we accompany the families of the victims. This is horrifying. It is, I think, the worst thing that I have seen on television. Those images were just very disconcerting. Some ask what to do next, what can Congress do, and I definitely think that we need to revisit the issue of gun safety. A question that I have started asking around here is why are these bump stocks legal, these devices that essentially turn semi-automatic weapons into automatic weapons, which are illegal. People are not supposed to have automatic weapons under the law. And these bump stocks essentially convert weapons into automatic weapons. Clear circumvention of the law, a blatant circumvention of the law. And I believe that this presents an opportunity for Republicans and Democrats to finally come together, build consensus around common sense gun policies in this country.
But
last Congress, I filed a version of the no-fly, no-buy legislation that would have prevented or could have prevented the tragedy at the Pulse nightclub. We're looking at that legislation as well, but I think right now the best candidate for a common denominator is to focus on these bump stock devices, which was so deadly and so potent.
Well, Congressman,
Vegas tragedy.
If I may, because it's interesting that you say that, is when do we start talking about any kind of gun legislation? Because as we heard from the White House, and this comes up every mass shooting, we've heard the same answer. This is not the time to talk about it. The problem is we've had too many of these, a lot of these in the last couple of years. So how do we bring up this conversation? How do you propose that we even start talking about it?
Well, we've already started talking about it here on the air on your show, and many colleagues here in the Congress are already talking about it. I think most people want to be sensitive to the victims and those who are mourning. So I don't think the day of or the day after is the right time to begin a debate about policy. But certainly that time is very soon. I mean, we need to provide some answers, some solutions. And again, these conversations have already started, at least privately, and I think you'll soon see that some members will be speaking up more and more about finding a bipartisan consensus around sensible gun policy in this country. And again, these bump stocks, I've even spoken to people who are involved in the gun manufacturing business, and they have told me that these things should not be legal. So I really see that for the first time, we may have a chance at getting a bipartisan solution to this this great challenge.